We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the up.
Ho!
We need a live 5 at 5 where Fritz walks out to this.
I know.
The great walkout song.
Listen.
It's the best walkout.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. My guy, man. Listen, I love my guy, man. And my guy is... He slid his own theme music in there. It's not really his music, but he made it his theme music.
I'm going to think of Jack now every time. Every time it comes on, I'll be thinking of the top 5 at 5.
Well, listen, I mean, like, baseball players have walkout songs, and sometimes you need that at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it, man.
Brandon.
I love it.
Yeah, you need a walkout song for this.
I love it.
What would your walkout song be, Elliot?
The Champ is Here by Jadakiss.
Oh, The Champ is Here.
Yeah. You answered that way too fast.
I thought
about this a few times. Because also, didn't for the Eagles debate, people used to walk out to songs, if I'm not mistaken.
Great Eagles debate?
Yeah.
You mean the one we used to do down at Chickies?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I didn't have any music.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, if we ever do one.
Trust Angelo and these guys to have music coming out.
Angelo's coming out to, like, what, Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, yes.
Nah, if we ever do that, though.
I did it. Does he do the I Did It My Way?
He does that, yes.
It is Frank Sinatra, okay.
What would your walkout song be?
I would have to be something with either Tupac or DMX in it.
Yeah, DMX, yeah.
Yeah, a little DMX.
Although, make sure it's censored. See, he can get hot real quick.
Would you be Jack something by John Mayer?
Well, listen, don't start talking trash on John Mayer. Now, my walkout song in high school is My Kind of Party by Jason Aldean.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if I've heard that before. It's a country song.
Yeah.
My Kind of Party.
Yep.
Oh, man, he is something special.
That is on brand.
That is.
Well, first team all Chestnut.
My Kind of Party by Jason Aldean.
Right.
I'm sure it got the people hype.
He was so happy about that, too. I bet he thought he was real cool coming out, man. All right, here we go. We got Jack's Top 5 at 5 coming up. But first, got to let you know it's sponsored by Bell Beverage. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers this holiday season at Bell Beverage. Check out this week's specials at bellbeverage.com. Jackie!
So I've really been thinking about this. Last night it popped into my head. What are the most impactful and important songs in the history of Philadelphia?
Of Philadelphia.
Yes.
Any of these by Jason Aldean or?
No country songs.
No.
And it got me thinking, like, what are the most important songs in the history of Philadelphia? Because I think there is one that is now overtaking the crown as the single most important song in the history of Philadelphia. But number 5, one that we didn't know about until about a month and a half ago, but it has to be on the list now. Oh, we're back! With Trey Turner next year, a part of it.
Jackie fist pump over there.
Oh, it's going to be a party. They got to change it up next year, though.
Oh,
right?
Please.
Come on, man. The fellas all jumping around.
Here's the thing, though. Wouldn't this be in Boston's top 5, too?
Well, listen, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about Benedict Schwarber bringing down this song.
It is, I will say, it is a great stadium song.
Oh, man.
Not that I was
sing-along song.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's easy for everyone to sing, too.
I'll say this, and you know, because I said it in the moment. I was not feeling the song for about 2 or 3 weeks there when people were trying to push it. And we had it going in the locker room, but I embraced it. I opened my mind up to liking the song. And by the time we got to the World Series, I was singing in the stadium.
Well, the only thing is the lyrics are not exactly, you know. It's all about him watching a girl dance with someone else. Like,
yeah,
that's
but
not,
it's easy to sing along to.
Right, I'm just saying.
I'm saying
the
that
most motivational lyrics in the
I'm
world.
I'm saying
you know?
That in 2004, Ike and the fellas would have all been jumping around to the same song, I'm sure.
During the Jacksonville
That
Super
would not
Bowl
have
party.
Worked in a football locker room.
No. The fourth most important song in the history of Philadelphia. It's a staple coming in here at number four.
Wow.
Number four?
Number four.
Oh, my God.
So this is the real take of the top five. It's putting Rocky at four.
Dude, I mean, are you kidding me, dude?
It's number four.
No way.
Yes, it is. Nah, yeah. Most impactful song in the history of Philadelphia, the Rocky running theme.
Let me tell you, dog, you just don't know what this song used to do to my internal organs, bro. Especially if we were doing kickoff. We start the game off with kickoff, hit squad, the vet. I look up at that big jumbo screen. Rocky's up there. The music is, man.
Just
listen,
win.
I literally wanted to run through a wall every time, bro.
Is this the most Philadelphia guy thing ever said?
I know.
Like, you know, that's how you know Ike is certified at this point.
Well, and they still do it on third down, right?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Know, like, and they play it in the eighth, ninth inning of Philly's games. It's just like win when they're down.
It's right. The best. Yeah. The fact it's four is pretty insane.
Yeah,
I'm
I can't wait to hear
to
the
see
rest
what number
of these
three
damn
is. I can think of one
yours.
That definitely shouldn't be ahead of
All right,
yours.
Well, listen, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Because the third most impactful and important song in the history of Philadelphia is also Eagles related. Come on, you're telling me the fight song's not more important?
Yes!
It is ahead of Rocky, I would agree.
Well, yes!
Thank you.
But I don't know, actually, because Rocky's all the teams.
Like, well. Elliot, do you know the words of the fight song?
I do know. Yeah.
You don't want to mess up on the mic, though?
Well, the big J and me, you know. Yeah,
you want to be impartial?
I'm impartial.
Eagles fly.
Ike knows.
On the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Who was it that on the station that messed the...
Here it is.
One, two, three.
Oh, you meant one of the players? Or
No.
That's Joe DeCamera right
there.
Yes.
They were very off.
Always off.
Not pandering to our listening audience, but come on, man. That song you learn at an early age. I even taught my kids the song at an early age. I wasn't born here. I wasn't raised around here, but my kids know.
In your version, did you say fight, Eagles fight, or did you fly, Eagles fly in the second verse? Because it's fight, Eagles fight. Yeah.
Eventually, I got it right. But I don't know when that exactly happened. Yeah, but you're right. There's a mix up there amongst a lot of us that sing the song with the fight and the fly thing. Yeah. Whether, you know, it's fly first, fight second.
I think it's the other way around.
Is that right?
Well, for me, it's definitely fly first before fighting. Forget that.
No, I think it's first.
No, I'm kidding.
Do we need to replay it?
Yes.
Hold on.
No, we don't.
The second most impactful song in the history of Philadelphia. I think this is inarguable, but you might disagree. Now this is a story. Come on, man. It's obviously, it's right at the top.
Get this out of here.
Why?
Man. No way.
You don't think this is more impactful than the Rocky theme?
And hell no, not more impactful than the Rocky theme.
I don't know, man.
How's this impactful?
I don't know.
Well,
impactful is true, I guess.
You talk about the millennial generation. Everyone knew the lyrics to this song, you know, growing up. And I know you're a little older, so you're the...
Well, listen, I sung it from Cincinnati. I remember it.
So one time before an Eagles game
in New
Orleans...
Took those lyrics literally.
Yes. One time before an Eagles game in New Orleans, it was like two nights before the game. I was out at a bar. It was late. They played this. They asked someone to come up and rap it on stage.
Of course you did it.
And I butchered it so bad.
Oh, no.
Well, because they started with the second verse instead of the first for some reason.
Yeah, why would that happen?
Apparently, man? I wasn't paying attention when the first verse played. So I got up there and
That lets us know the state.
Unlike your wedding night.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the wedding night, I tore it down.
You did. Yeah.
You did tear down your wedding night. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that would have to be five. At best, it's a five. It's at the end of this list. No, hold on. You did that damn Philly song. It's certainly more impactful
than that Philly
song. Yeah, so it'd be four.
That's fine. It can come in.
Well, do you think more people know that song or the Rocky song? I think more people might know that song because that show was, you know.
It's very popular. I guess
Rocky is too, though.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who the hell wasn't a fan of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Yeah, you kidding me?
It was great.
It's an iconic TV show.
But the song that I think is taken over as the single most impactful song in Philadelphia history, not only was it the catalyst to a Super Bowl run, now it's played when the free agents sign here. They're releasing it. I mean, this is obviously number one. Wrap it, Elliot.
Ho!
I mean, the Phillies were playing it. The Eagles still play it before games. Meek was rapping it for the Cowboys. Yes. I mean, it's like the anthem of the city now. Like, Dreams and Nightmares,
I think you're right,
has gotten to a point where it is the anthem of Philadelphia, even though it's been around since 2012. I don't know why it took so long for people to recognize it.
I don't think, though, other teams should play this.
Right, but now they
play
it in
a mocking
tone.
When the Phillies did it, I didn't think it really hit the way it does.
Oh, you mean other teams in the
city? Yeah, I think it should be the Eagles thing.
What about when the Eagles play Dancing on My Own?
I hope they never. But that was also topical at the time.
No, I think Jack is right. I think that song, because I mean, let's face it, this is a football town. No disrespect to any of the other teams.
Well, for now.
Yeah. Okay. So when the Eagles finally won that Super Bowl, by the way, the last of the four major teams to win. I know they won the championship in 60, 48, 49, I get it.
Right.
But they hadn't won the Super Bowl, and that was the trophy that we most coveted. And you can tell it meant that most to us. It meant the most to us because, like Jack is saying, we still continue to refer back to that song when it's about promoting championship or anything of that nature. So,
yeah.
And I kind of like the fact that other teams around the city is adopting the song because it doesn't have to be just an Eagles song. It can be the city song. And what makes it even better as a city song is the guy is from right here. He's homegrown. He is Philly. I remember the first time, the only time I met Meek Mill. I didn't even know who the hell he was. It's serious, true story. At 400 Market, he came in with Dion Waiters. Dion Waiters was coming in to do something with Spike.
Oh, like into the studio?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if they were doing a podcast or what.
Dion Waiters is the most irrationally confident basketball player I've ever seen in my
life. That would have been me.
Philadelphia's own.
Yeah.
So this must have been like, I want to say 13 or 14. Like 2013 or 2014 when they came over there, man. And
he wasn't as big. Well, I guess he
wasn't. No, he wasn't. He wasn't as, but he may have been locally. I'm older also, so I'm not. I don't know what's hip and what's not. So he might have been big to everybody out here. He wasn't a mainstream rapper at this time. I don't even think he was with Rick Ross. I don't think he had done that yet. So he was more of an underground legend here. And I remember afterwards Spike telling me who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a local rapper, you know.
Spike always big up on the music.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is he brought Dion in, I believe, for the basketball part of it, and Meek came along with him because they're cool. But it was just real brief. Nothing real. I just said, what's up, and kept it moving. And then you hear about him when he blew up.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, this dude was in he was at the radio station a couple years ago.
The one time I met Meek, I was at a Sixers game in the crowd, and he walked by, and I yelled Maybach music at him, and he just kept walking. So it was a good interaction.
That would be the way
he remembers it. Yeah.
That's a big old swing and a miss, though.
Yeah, exactly. The thing I'll say about the song, though, I remember in Minnesota when they won the Super Bowl, someone made a mistake. I think the NFL must have, but they let the media in the locker room way too early after the game. So we were all in there when they were celebrating. And they put that song, obviously, on. And when they celebrate, I will say, it's an all-time celebration song. Like when the beat drops and there's the build up and that's the other thing too. I think those lyrics fit better than Dancing on My Own. Like Dancing on My Own, those lyrics are not really
here's the difference. Dancing on My Own is a song that you sing along with the fellas.
No, it's a great song for that, but I mean the lyrics of Dreams and
Nightmares.
Yeah,
they're more hype.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a better chance of understanding Dancing on My Own than I do what the hell Meek is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fast rapper, too. It's hard for me to keep up with
everything.
Well,
but that's the other thing. Like, there were definitely in the players in that Eagles locker room that were bouncing around but weren't exactly
– Didn't know the words.
Didn't know
the
all
song.
The words, yes. Yeah. Whereas Dancing on My Own, it's very easy.
Was Wentz one of the ones?
Wentz wasn't in a celebratory mood that night, I don't think.
What do you mean? He wasn't popping bottles in the locker room? What do you mean, man?
Yeah, I think Sproles was making sure.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down right over there.
Yeah.
Although I will say.
Jason Peters, they had him boxed in over there.
Yeah.
The coolest part of Dreams and Nightmares is the build up to the actual, like, when the beat, starts the beat going
drop.
In. Yeah.
But I just don't think the song's that good after the beat drops.
Yeah, it loses its
life. Falls off a little. Anyway, that's me and Jackson Ellis.
Wow.
How's that for the rap takes?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Well, it's the happy hour, and it's sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. That was pretty good, Jack. I enjoyed it.
Should Here Come the Sixers have been on there?
No.
Clap your hands.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great podcast, but I don't know about the song.
Oh, Here Comes the Sixers is the name of that song?
Yes. I guess.
Oh, it's not Clap Your
Here
Hands.
Here Comes the Sixers. Yeah.
I will say, when you put Rocky at
Here
4.
Here Comes the Sixers nowhere in the song.
Yes, it is.
Where?
They say it in the song.
Clap Your Hands?
Yeah, Clap Your Hands, everybody.
Yeah, I don't think there's Here Comes the Sixers.
Philadelphia.
76ers. And then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Everybody.
Yeah. It is a great song, I will say. When the Sixers win and they drop it at the end.
Here they come.
Yes, they do say yeah, here. Yes. Here come the Sixers.
They don't say here come the Sixers.
Here come the Sixers. Yeah.
No, they don't say
they say
here they come.
Philadelphia.
They say here come the Sixers.
No, they don't.
How much do you want to bet?
Not a lot because you seem confident. But don't they say here they come, Philadelphia.
I know.
Okay.
Wait till the end of
this. It doesn't count now.
Speed it up.
Yeah, seriously,
please. Here it is. Yeah.
Well, no one
That's
listens to that
get.
Part of the song.
We don't even get to that part of the song.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one's listening at that point. Sixers. I feel like they start to put the volume down by the time that comes.
That's why it's called Here Come the Sixers, because they say it in there.
But they never let it play to that point.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
That probably should be on over Dancing on My Own.
Yeah, but everyone likes Dancing on My Own more than Here Comes the Sixers.
But that's been around longer. Was Here
yeah,
Comes
but
the
like,
Sixers?
But, I mean, not was, this this station. Who cares?
He's just Here trying to get a Philly Sixers. Song in there. Was that song around like in 2001 and stuff? I can't remember.
It came back during Adam Aaron.
Well, it may have been here early,
but
it,
was it
wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't planned. Well, I'm sure everybody enjoyed that last 16 minutes of the show.
Yeah, that was good.
Down music lane.
Just got in the car.
Yeah, like what the hell is going on with the Marks and Reese show right
Rap
now?
Rap takes from Jack and Elliot.
Mm-hmm. Well, here you go. You got Elliot Shore Park sitting in for Johnny Marks. We got an actual party outside of our window here, and everybody's coming up like we're fish in a bowl.
Man, it feels like we're in the zoo.
Well, I've had someone come up with a tray of what it looked to be like cheese steaks, offering them to me. Now I just had someone come up with two drinks in their hand saying, do you guys need anything?
And you didn't take them?
Well, I mean, we're on the air.
Yeah,
they don't realize we're on the air. Yes.
So I mean, can we take food?
You probably can. Oh, you mean now?
I'm only asking for myself, frankly. Like, I need to know if I can walk out there.
Yeah,
and take
I think.
Food.
I mean, Jack, I think they'd be excited to meet you.
I think
top
you fit right in, brother.
Guy,
yeah, I think you fit right in, man.
Do I look like a construction worker?
Yeah. You got the flannel on.
Well, none of those guys do either, man. I don't know if these guys.
They're kind
of
dressed up.
They are kind of dressed up. All right, man, let's get back to the phones. Let's get Cal. He's in West Philly. He wants to talk a little bit about OBJ. Not ODB, OBJ. Cal, what's up, brother? Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Hey, Reese, man. What's up, big dog?
You got it, bro.
Listen, congratulations on your show, man. You popped it. I had to change my thought process 5 doggone times, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm on some real. No, you know, we always battle against the Eagles and the Cowboys. Not right now, though. I'm asking you, my brother, to get me some help. Can you please go get Shady McCoy, man? The boy is terrible. He's stupid on TV, honey. Help a brother out, man, please.
What does Shady do?
I'm telling you the truth.
What does Shady do?
Go get your boy, man.
What's wrong with him? What
I think
happened?
He does an okay job. What'd he say?
Man, he's just not ready. He belongs on fries, dog. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what your issue is with him.
Yeah,
here,
I have
man.
No. Yeah. And you know the bad part is, Kyle, he's on while we're on, so I don't really get to see the show.
Yeah.
Man, well you better check out that show, Ike. I'm not even hating on the boy. And I love this show, before the characters now. OG Wade remind me of the uncle that ain't never right about crap, Ike. He got one thing he right about, Ike. And the boy go make t-shirts for everybody, man. If that ain't funny, what is, homie? And another
that is
one
so
I like,
true. That's so true.
I love OG. I love Chuck, man. Chuck is the man.
Chuck's
you
the
are a jet-ass lunatic. He's disrespecting Chuck, man. Choke somebody, bro.
I feel like Jack's got a whole, like, folder of Chuck drops. It's not just
well,
the one.
How much time you got, I mean.
Disrespecting the damn ball, man. Don't. You're a loser, Johnny Marks. He's a bum.
Because he's a bum is a great one.
Punk.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part right there. Punk. Yes, the explanation point at the end of what everything he had to say there.
Chuck is can't miss call. You know, comes on, you're not turning that off.
Listen, Chuck, man, and believe me, I've been on the other side of that with Chuck, so I know with the whole yelling back and
you
forth.
You know what that's like?
Yes, I know what that's like. And OG Wade.
Chuck could call up, and I'd be like, yeah, you're right, run the ball, man. That's it. That's a good point.
Yeah, man. Chuck is no joke. Oh, we do have a Chuck here, but he's not Chuck from Mount Airy. He is Chuck from Valley Forge. Chuck, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
How you doing? Yeah, tough act to follow. This is Anonymous Chuck.
What up, man?
What's up, brother?
I need you guys to set me straight, man. I need the pros and cons on my Mailata and a play being in for him, even if it's not used till the playoffs, for like a first and goal, second and goal, kind of a sweep, like to make sure we score. And I know it's a controversial thing because he's the left tackle. What's he got to do running the ball?
Yeah.
But, I mean, can't you have a play at least in the bag that you got?
Chuck, I asked Jordan about this actually a few years ago, and his answer was interesting because everyone says he plays rugby, so obviously he could do it. Mm-hmm. A rugby ball is way bigger than a football. So
yes,
he was saying it's harder for him to grip this football.
Oh, it's too small.
It's smaller than rugby. Yeah, like the rugby one, you know, no surprise, he's got huge arms, right?
Sure,
All right, all right. Well, you put it to bed for me, and I appreciate it,
No
fellas.
Problem, man.
You
bet. All right, Chuck, take it easy, brother.
That's why I'm the beat writer.
We're still getting
right
these.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought we were done with the Jordan Mailata.
I will say,
fullback
though, if there's one head coach that would really want to do it, it's Nick. Like, you know, that would be the next statue, him calling the play of giving Jordan Mailata the ball.
Let me tell you this. In the moment Howie is looking out there with those binoculars from his office, and he sees Jordan Mailata lined up in that backfield,
yeah,
that ain't going to be a good meeting.
Don't worry. I think Howie's already down on the sideline.
Yeah. He's already
making the game
to the sideline, exactly. Well, that's what I meant. In practice, if he even sees them practicing this, he's going to put a stop to that.
Okay, Nick, I got a quick idea for you.
Yeah,
don't put my $78 million tackle with back problems and a bad knee in the backfield.
Listen, man, Lane caught a touchdown last year.
Yeah.
You know why? You know what was easy about that? Lane wasn't in traffic.
Lane just ran
straight. Straight to the outside where he's safe and you can throw him the ball. You put Mailata behind in the I formation and expect him to
roll him up the middle. Can you imagine him just jumping over a pile? Like, he would, just even landing, probably get the wind knocked out of him. Like,
I don't think Howie would be happy with that. But I will tell you this. We have several big defensive tackles that we could put back there if you want to do that.
Jordan Davis only playing 6 snaps, throw him out there one time on offense.
I could be wrong, but did Sue ever get a carry? For some reason, it seemed like Sue may have gotten a carry somewhere.
I could be wrong, but I don't
think
he
did. Or maybe he blocked for somebody.
Was it Linval Joseph? Wasn't there some defensive tackle that threw a pass?
Threw a pass?
Yeah, like they lined him up in the backfield, and then he did a jump pass or something like that.
Well, Derrick Henry looks like a defensive tackle.
Maybe that's a little, no, but I think it was. I don't think it was Sue, though.
All right.
Could be wrong.
All right, man. Well, listen. Was Nick Sirianni acting thirsty on the sideline Sunday? He was mic'd up.
Mm.
We'll hear from Coach Sirianni on the sideline. You know, when you get these mics on you, man.
And you know you're mic'd.
Well, and sometimes you may be saying something without even realizing that you aren't necessarily acting normal because you have that microphone on. Never had a chance to be mic'd up, Elliot.
Me
either. Bet you didn't realize that. Never been mic'd up.
Yeah, but you also found your way onto almost every Eagles video yearbook.
Yeah.
Well, who else were they going to show for special teams?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, every video I see, you're out there, first one out there.
Well, there you go, man. Yeah.
You got yourself into the Freddie Mitchell highlight with the Donovan running around for 26 seconds?
Yeah, that was more about five, though. I didn't even know Freddie caught the damn ball.
How'd you get in that one?
Well, because he jumped, he's the first one on the field celebrating.
That was a sideline. That wasn't on the field.
you went across the line.
Well, you're right. I was across the line.
Ike was already a media member. You know, he knows to get himself in there, get himself
in the
shot.
All press is good press.
Exactly.
Yeah, true story.
Amen.
That is a true story.
Welcome
to
my Twitter.
We'll decide that next when we come back. And we have the Marks and Reese text line coming up here on 94 WIP. Well, fellas, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Don't you love how my voice just slows down a little bit with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination. With naturally nude pajamas, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Now, order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That could be for your husband if that's the case. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something that she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you need to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's right. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Remember the beginning of Rocky III? Apollo Creed told Rocky to be cool. And then he gets into a fight with Mr. T, and he goes, I thought you said be cool. He said, that was cool. That's how I just felt right there.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Now there he is, Philly. He's Philly through and through. He's only been here a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years, right? He's been here. Almost. He came in.
Well, he got hired in, I think, what, January of
21, right?
Yeah, so it'd 21. Be almost 2 years.
Yeah, so it's almost 2 years he's been here, man. It's in his
Time
blood.
Flies.
It's in his blood. Yeah. He's Sirianni. You can't tell me he's not from South Philly.
No. South Philly Nick.
He's talking about Rocky III. You know the scene he's talking about, Jack.
Sure don't.
Yeah.
You never seen Rocky III?
I think I only made it to the first two.
Don't ever say that on the air again.
I've never seen a single Rocky from beginning to end.
Don't you ever say that on the air again either. What's wrong with both of you?
It's an old movie. What do I want to go back and watch it for?
It's a great movie.
I saw the Creeds. The Creeds are good.
That's what's terrible are those movies.
No, I think the first Creed was good.
See, this is the age gap. This is the difference because I still haven't seen any of the Creeds.
You know, Michael B. Jordan, right?
Yeah. Good. And I won't watch Balboa either. That's a
that one was bad.
Piece of crap,
too.
Yeah, I saw that one. So, yeah, Tommy Gunn was the last one I've actually watched from beginning to end.
What one
was
that?
Was Rocky Five.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you said Tommy Boy for a minute.
Oh, Tommy Gunn.
I know
where
we're going with this, but okay.
Yes, Tommy Gunn, man.
Tommy Boy I've seen multiple times.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have,
just
yes.
Not Rocky.
Yes, I bet you have. Well, three wasn't one of the better ones, although it did have Mr. T in it. Clubber Lang, come on, man.
All right, so maybe I'll check that one out. So do you think Nick says that if he's not mic'd up?
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you what I think about Nick Sirianni from a genuine standpoint. I think he's authentic, right? I think he's authentic. I think we are not accustomed to watching a head coach in the NFL be how Nick Sirianni is as a head coach in the NFL. But I think it's authentic. Now, we may say it's over the top. We may think it's pandering. It's almost asking, is Bryce Harper authentic? Mm-hmm. Right? He did a lot of the same things. Maybe it's just him. Maybe he's more comfortable being that way. And the thing that I like about him and I like about his personality, it's always coming from a place that is about uplifting someone else. It's always usually about being in support of someone else. It's not about, it may come off as he's trying to draw attention to himself, but in reality, he's really trying to either uplift one of his teammates, I mean, one of his players, one of his coaches, or he's paying homage to the city. To the city's greats, you know, other teams around the city. Like, he seems to be a guy that it's important to him that he's one of us.
So,
and I can't fault a guy for caring enough to want us to embrace him and want to be embraced by being himself. He's not apologetic about being family guy, a guy who loves his brothers, who loves his dad. He talks about those things. He brings his kids to the podium. Yeah. Like, all of those things are genuine and authentic.
And, you know, I get asked a lot, like, what makes him a great head coach? And I do think it's kind of what you just described. Like, even in his answers sometimes, like, he'll bring up, like, he'll get asked about whatever, the run defense. And he'll talk about, well, I remember my high school coach. And he'll say his name, right? Or he'll talk about a teacher he learned something. He'll say that teacher's name. Like,
yep.
I think such an important part of the head coach, if he's not going to call the plays, he's going to be a great head coach by fostering a great environment there and by being a great leader and CEO of the team. And I think what makes him special in that regard is he really values relationships. Like, he really does. And I think that it's why you see the team play so hard for him. But the other part of it, too, with the Rocky thing and, like, the pandering, what I've never understood is if he moves to another city, like, which he did, right, from Indianapolis to Philly, what's wrong with him wanting to embrace all that? Like,
dude,
you know, he's new into the city. He wants to be a big Phillies fan. He wants to be a big Flyers fan. Like, and you can speak to this, too, because we both see him off camera. Like, it is authentic. Like, he is a sports guy. Like, he enjoys watching sports. He enjoys rooting for sports teams. So, I think, of course, he didn't grow up a
Phillies
fan.
He's a former athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he talks about his college days or what have you. So, that part is in him still.
Right. And I also think of the flip side, like, what if a head coach came here, like, I don't know, Chip Kelly, right? And, like, didn't do all that stuff. And I know he did the whole Adrian thing.
Well, look at Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc's a way better example. Yeah.
Yeah. He is definitely not the blueprint to follow.
Only in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He's not the pandering type.
No. And don't follow his blueprint, coach. And Chip Kelly, with that yo Philly nonsense, yeah, he quickly got exposed.
And that came across, look, at the time they were winning, so everyone loved him. But, like, I think Nick, while he did not grow up a Phillies fan or whatever, like, I do think it comes across from a genuine place of what, I mean, he brings his kids to the games. Like,
yep.
I think it's a very genuine excitement of being in a great sports city.
I agree. I got no problem with it. Let's get back to the phone lines. We get the text line coming up here in a second. Let me get this business taken care of real quick so I don't forget it at the end. The Twitter question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online, marks-jewelers.com. Real quick, Jackie, on the Twitter update.
82% of people do not want Odell Beckham Jr., which does not echo the sentiment on the phone line.
No.
And who do you trust more, Howie Roseman or Dave Dombrowski? 72% still saying Howie. So good for Howie.
Still a football town.
Yeah, well, it's changing.
It's changing. All right, let's get to the phone lines. One of our favorite callers, Black Gritty, is on the line. I know he's one of your favorite callers, too.
Yeah,
ESP.
It's a Go Birds caller.
BG.
Hey.
BG, what's up, brother?
Man, what up? So many things. So, first of all, I'd rather have T.O. than OBJ, okay? I'd rather 49-year-old Terrell Owens come back in here running a 4-4 than a broken-down OBJ. All right, let me just get that out of the way.
T.O. could probably still play.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely. But he's a headache, too. But I'd rather have T.O. headache. You know what I mean? I'd rather T.O. than OBJ. Nick is like the corny cousin that comes over on holidays and he just wants to be down so bad. Like, he comes over and, you know, the cool cousins are here and he just wants to roll. Whatever you want to do, he's down to do. I think everything he does is authentic. I just can't wait till he gets another head coaching job, because then ain't nobody going to believe nothing he do. Okay? So when he leaves here, he going to have Philly in his heart and blood. I don't know if you can keep doing all the things you're doing and not be playing Rocky in the middle of the night sometimes, trying to hype somebody up. Because, you know, he doesn't have enough savviness to fake the funk.
To fake the funk, yeah.
The coach on the other line, the coach on the other end of the headset was probably like, what are you talking about, bro?
Exactly. So he bleeds it, he breathes it, he thinks he knows it, it is his heart. The only thing I don't like is hate any kind of bringing kids to podiums like that. Leave these kids alone. Leave the kids out of it. Because when things are going bad, don't nobody bring their kids. Let these kids be kids.
It seems like they like it, though. It seems like they like it.
Everyone doesn't like sitting there being asked a random question and then stumbling and fumbling and not know what you're talking about. Anyway.
That guy's hating on Sirianni today. Look at this.
Bryce Harper, again, thank you for choosing me. The Bryce Harper effect. Look at everybody coming here. Look, nobody wanted to come here. Not everybody coming here. They taking less money. I mean, it's still a lot of money, but they taking less money to come here. Bryce was I fought for the first day or opening day to Bryce Tanner. He looked so good with them fanatic cleats on. I said, oh, dude, you playing me. But then he came out, showed it fruit, and kept doing it. Oh, he is Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. In his gravestone, he got the Philly blood on him. So I love Bryce Harper. We're spending this money, guys. We're out here spending and stepping right these checks. Everybody like, oh, 11 years, these two contracts. Guess what? This is Philadelphia. I got a 4-year window to give me one, maybe two championships, and then I'm just going to complain about it 8 years later, talking about why did we spend that money. But right now it is Christmas. Elliott Shore Park hates Christmas, but I love Christmas. It's the best time of the year to run up the credit and worry about the bills later. So
amen.
Spend this money. Let's get it done. I love the show. The show felt a little bit more different today. I don't know what it was, but I don't know if it was flip-flop. You know, the other one will be flip-flopping too, but the energy was different today. Love you guys.
Appreciate
have
it.
A great day. No. We're spending this money, baby. The show's been back. I talk to y'all.
All right, Black Gritty.
Great caller.
Yeah, you got to get out of his way and let him
go,
man.
He's got to be tired after that.
Yeah, well, that's why he gets the full time without us interjecting pretty much. Yeah, you got to let him go. All right, let's get Lou from Denver in here real quick. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? How am I going to follow that? Come on, man. No, I love Black Gritty. I'm all for OBJ as an insurance policy. I think anything you can do to better the team. This is a Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. Let's say if even there's a 1% chance that he catches a first down in the Super Bowl, is that
worth it? Yes.
Quez Watkins, feelings or whatever. I mean, I don't understand. Like, for example, I'm out here in Denver. All they're talking about is Deion Sanders, and a lot of people were upset that he said to the team, like, you jump into that portal, like, because you're going to be gone.
They're not talking about Russell over there? You're not in Denver talking about Russell?
Oh, they hate him.
Yeah.
I
wonder why.
God, could you imagine if we had Russell Wilson? That's all they talk about
is
how the team's screwed. I mean, the team is absolutely screwed out here. So I'm just saying, be upfront, go to OBJ and say, look, you're an insurance policy. Maybe you get 5 to 10 plays if you're ready when you come back and 1 to 2 targets, and you might catch a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl and go down in Eagles history. So all for it, man. Just make the team better, because this is a Super Bowl team. We're going to be playing the Bills or the Chiefs. We need everyone we can get.
I agree.
I'm with you there on that one, Lou. All right, but before we get to the text line, which we are about to do right now, I got to let you know that it's brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Island Pizza in Douglasville, PA this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York. That is this Sunday. Jackie Fritz, text line.
Text line.
Eagles are 11-1. The Eagles are 11-1. Hi ho, Bologna-o. The Eagles are 11-1. Tommy from down the shore.
That's pretty good, man.
That is good.
Hi ho, Bologna-o.
Hi ho, Bologna-o. The Eagles are 11-1.
Tommy loves bologna, right?
He does love bologna.
He does.
But I don't know if it's fried bologna. You got to have a fried bologna, man.
Yeah,
with fried bologna and cheese.
Yeah. A little hot sauce.
Yeah. There you go.
Definitely not the raw bologna.
Mm-mm. What's next?
Wow. Even I haven't thought of Jalen Earn in the team. Thanks, Elliot. OG Wade and Chester.
Yeah.
OG's a co-owner if Jalen has it.
Certainly has
some
stock in the team.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Need OG on the Super Bowl parade with Jalen.
Mm. Well, I mean, listen, after next summer at some point, Jalen will at least have enough to put a down payment on the team.
Yeah. He can probably buy about 8,000 of those Duke shirts or whatever.
I think he's be helping OG with his parlays.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm confused. Do you want OPP, ODB, or OBJ? I'm available if you want a DGB. Doyle Green Beckham in Missouri.
Is he really in Missouri? I don't know where he's at right now.
I don't know.
Now.
He went there, so.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at right now. ODB, OBJ. We don't want OPP.
ESP?
But we do have ESP.
There you go.
There we go. What's next, Jack?
His stamina is just fine. Christian in South Philly.
She's driving to pick me up right now, so we'll see if she's listening.
Stamina is just fine.
Really pops out and
grows. Uh-huh. I'm going to leave that alone since you said
every
she's on her way to pick you up. Yes,
yeah.
I'll leave it alone. Next.
Cute song, nerd. Sue in Allentown.
Hold on, that was a good song, though.
It was, yeah.
Jack didn't like it. It was too long for him.
I think
cut it down.
I think Sue sang the song on Go Birds once.
The Philly song?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was the To Fly Eagles Fly, right?
Right.
Yeah, but to Phillies?
Yeah,
Fly Eagles
Fly, yeah.
I told you, fight comes second.
A fight comes first.
Fly Eagles.
Fly Eagles Fly on the road to victory. Fight Eagles
yeah.
Fight.
So Fly is first.
One, two,
fly,
three.
Yeah.
Fly
what's
is the first
wrong
word
with
of
you?
The song.
Of the little singing? I don't think so.
It starts, Fly Eagles Fly.
No, I'm talking about there's two portions where you can say Fly Eagles Fly in the middle. And there's, but some people say Fly Eagles Fly.
So just sing it, sing it.
All right, so it goes Fly Eagles Fly
right.
On the road to victory. And then normal, great Eagles fans say Fight Eagles Fight.
Right.
Rather than, but some people say Fly Eagles Fly there.
Yes, so, I agree with you, but that's the mistake, though.
Yes.
The words are fight.
The words are Fight Eagles Fight.
Right.
But fraud Eagles fans say Fly Eagles Fly there.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? We on the same page now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just consider the start of the song.
I know.
Yes,
I'm saying the first time where you can say.
Yes, I got you now. Can. I got you now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, it was good.
What's next?
After listening to the caller song, it's obvious that Jack is the Simon Cowell of the group, which I guess makes Elliot Paula.
Mike in Birdsboro.
I'm assuming that makes me Randy, right?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Well,
because you got glasses.
I don't know what Mike's inferring there.
You got glasses. Kristen is listening, by the way, so that'll be fun.
Does she agree with the texter?
Does she agree?
Yeah, she doesn't have to call in and say anything about it. Yeah, it's all good. Maybe if I'm in next week, we can.
Hello, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 We know Elliot has stamina. We're not going to go there. Yeah.
Beat writer.
No.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's worried about stamina around here.
Well, you are getting older.
That's
get
right.
Those pajamagrams or whatever it is.
Hoodie footies, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. I was wondering where this guy was at all day. Hadn't heard from him. The show doesn't seem complete. If Chuck from Mount Airy does not give us a phone call, the number one caller, according to Ike Reese on the Marks of the Show.
Hey, what's up, man? You've been too kind to me lately, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
I'm trying to make sure you keep your blood pressure down.
I've been good, man. Hey, listen.
What's up, brother?
Like, ESP. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Yo, you were on a few days ago. I stayed in the car and listened to the whole call, man. So I always love when you call in.
Hey, well, you know what? I tend to have that effect on people, unlike somebody from Deptford. Hey, you know, listen, here's the thing, right? You cannot play Naughty by Nature, Jack, when my man said ODB. ODB is a hood legend, Jack, okay? Look him up.
Jack knows all the hood legends. Yeah.
To the hood so much. I cannot take it to the hood so much.
Yeah, man.
No, man. No, you did that, man. I said, oh, God darn it, man. Jack can't get nothing right. You are a jut-ass lunatic. Yeah, Johnny Marks ain't on, so, you know, my blood pressure's down a little bit. Yeah, I hope he's doing all right. But listen, man, real quick, I heard y'all talking yesterday, right? Not to change the subject or nothing, right?
It's okay.
But I got to talk to Daryl Morey real quick, right?
Okay.
Daryl Morey, listen to me, please. If you're listening, please. You already stole a lot of money. You stole a lot of money from us, from the Sixers fans. You came here, you're a fraud. I understand all that. But if you could do us a solid, man. This franchise is in the dumps right now. We got no future. We got nothing to look forward to. You got to do this for the fan base, Daryl. You got to do this for the Sixers. You got to trade Embiid. We got you. We have nothing to look forward to, man. He's our only hope to get back some of those draft picks, to get back something so we can rebuild this thing the right way. And I ain't saying this because I don't like Embiid. I don't like Embiid at all. I can't stand him. But listen, it's past that for me right now. I'm a Sixers fan, diehard Sixers, Eagles fan. You know how I feel about my teams, Ike.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? I look at the future of the Sixers, and when you guys were talking yesterday, it even hit me even harder, man.
Honestly, you know, Chuck, I'm with you on it. I just don't know who you trade him for. Like, I think he's a tough guy to trade.
I don't need a guy. Just give me some picks back, man. We got nothing.
No, get the number one pick. Get that kid out of France that's coming over.
That's what I mean. If we just try to move up to get something, I mean, you know, work something out to get something, man. We can't do this. It's just, we are going into the twilight zone with the Sixers, man. And look at the Phillies. They are sending up. The Eagles are sending up. And we and the Sixers are in the dumps. We got a guard that's playing on one leg. We got another guard, a young guard, can't come back. He can't jump right now. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Tobias don't know. You know, he don't know whether he's coming or going. Like, we lost. The Sixers is lost, man.
Yeah, the window is shut.
That's trouble. The window is shut. It's way shut. So, Daryl, you need to save face. And I know why you love Embiid.
Yeah.
But listen, those seats are getting emptier and emptier every day. And people are going to come out there less and less to see that guy. So why not just get rid of him? To get what we can for him. He's the only hope to get what we can right now.
I will say this, Chuck. Even though I do disagree with you, there's starting to be more and more people that do agree with you than disagree with you. So I don't think it's happening anytime soon, but I would imagine.
I think this offseason it could happen.
Wow.
Because I think Embiid could ask out.
Well, now that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
The Sixers will never trade. The Sixers will never trade Embiid against his will.
Right.
To your point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
But also to your point, if he is in a frustrated situation and feels like he's ready to go, then
go down to Miami with Jimmy?
No, I'm sending his ass to Oklahoma City.
Sacramento? I mean,
exactly,
far away on the other side, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's already been, you know, rumors about the Knicks.
Oh, really?
About Embiid. You know,
his agent is up there, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
You know, whatever. So
the issue is they don't have really anything.
Come on, man. You want RJ Barrett?
Let me get one more call in here real quick because Kenny has a bone to pick with you, ESP.
Big Alex, what's up, man?
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, ESP, listen.
What up, Kenny?
My man had you, but you wiggled out of it. First, let me say this. First, I thought Chuck was using too much albuterol. You smoking crack, so I'm going to give it an MB. You crazy. And I ain't from Deptford either. I'm from Philly. But let me check this out.
You sound like Chuck.
I thought there was a Chuck drop
Chuck,
first.
Man, yo, all jokes aside, Chuck must see TV. He's crazy.
He is,
He got this show popping. So I'm only joking with you, Chuck.
Right. What is it you wanted to tell me? It says that you want to let me know
you
something.
You said this, and my man Ike is going to tell you. 100%. Yeah, it's all good about throwing the ball. It looks pretty. And, yeah, we paid $100 million for A.J. Brown. That's to get us to the playoffs. But when you get to January and February, we ain't in no dome.
That winter, and when that weather start coming, listen, it ain't prejudice. It will come. What you going to do when it's windy?
Throw the ball.
You got to run the ball. Listen, I love it. Don't air it out.
So what, they paid AJ $100 million to be a regular season receiver?
No, listen, no. I'm saying he going to get his time, but what you going to do when it's windy?
Throw
you
the ball.
No, let's throw the ball. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's afraid of some wind? First of all, they got a dome. When I build the stadium, it'll be better. But yeah, go ahead.
Dude in the front row can catch the ball. Throw the ball. Yo, look. I love it when they was playing Green Bay. It was like, oh, Jalen Hurts got a ton of green. I love that 40-yard run. But listen, this week right here, he going to show you. First it was run. Next was pass. Now we're going to show you the balance.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pick him apart. But you know, Ike, in that wintertime.
You got to run that rock, man. You got to run it, baby.
That's it. That's the answer to everything, man. Mm. But listen, you need to stop doing that with Chuck. So you sounding like, what's my man name? Yeah, Chuck. Flavor Flav. Yo, I love y'all, man. Happy holidays.
My man,
all right, Kenny.
Kenny,
same to you, brother.
Flavor of Love. That was a good show back in the day.
I guess to some. Yeah.
It was an interesting show.
I was a fan.
Some were walking out to Jason Aldean. You know, some were watching Flavor of Love.
Dude, listen to My Kind of Party in your drive home. Tell me you don't get fired up.
Oh, my God.
See if Kristen will put that on.
That was a pretty good top five at five.
It was.
I enjoyed that as ridiculous as it was, as only Jack can make
usually
a top
the,
five
usually
list.
The better ones are yeah. the more ridiculous ones.
Well, I'll say
as
this.
As boring as a Trey Turner one was yesterday.
I don't know what the hell tomorrow's going to bring. We're going to find out if Marks will be back in tomorrow. Mm. Hopefully he will. But
I still got a little cough.
But if he's not.
Who knows?
Elliot Shore Parks, I'm assuming you're available.
Whenever you guys need me.
There we go. That's the answer I love hearing right there. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you
great
for having
time
me.
Again today. Jackie Fritz, great job. You got Joe Giglio coming up next here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.